Blog Talk Radio. Your host, Merle Exit. Okay, may not be evening, but it is here. It's 8 p.m. on my time, Eastern Standard Time, in New York City. And, yeah, it's a late day. I'm doing a later show. The sun is down, but it's not totally dark. But it's been a pretty decent day. Last couple of days have been kind of rainy and disgusting. But we're going to have a good show to make up for all the disgusting weather. Well, maybe. We're going green again. Yes, we're going to continue going green. Tomorrow I'm going to the Go Green Expo. And so tonight we're going to be talking about some more products that will be featured at the expo. We're going to have Annie Eng, who's going to tell us what Maki Superberry is. What is it? I don't know. We'll find out. And I'm going to be having a little taste of it while we're doing that. And Echo Green Bags, that's what we're going to talk about. Darlene Riley will tell us about some alternative bags to the plastic ones that are used for cleaners or your laundry. And I'm going to fill them up while we talk about them. Because they're nice. And back talk, yes, some back talk. Not a chair. I'm wearing one as we speak. It's a chair. Well, we'll tell you what it is. It's to help keep your back in decent shape so you don't have a backache while you're sitting. And we'll go into that. And I'll be tasting one of the products from Salut Sante. They have grapeseed oil, and they also have another grape juice, an extreme grape juice. So that's our thing for today. And, oh, yes, don't worry. I've uploaded some other music, so when we're taking breaks, I have it's actually music from one of my favorite movies. I don't know why I'm so hooked on Notting Hill. Yeah, I watch it. It's like, I don't know, I think like every time it's on, you know, then I, or excuse me, as I'm looking for something to tune into on the TV, and I go through all the channels, I go, who's getting killed? You know, right. look at that. There's Notting Hill. I think I'll watch that for the millionth time. And I love the music from it. So I uploaded some of the music, not all of it. And, of course, we have to go to my favorite. Well, you know who that is. What would you do to earn brownie points? How about treating someone to what may be the best brownies they've ever tasted? Fairy Tale Brownies. They may seem like one of the richest bars of fudge, with varieties that include caramel, chocolate chip, espresso nib, raspberry swirl, mint chocolate, all made with Calbo dark Belgian chocolate. But yes, they are brownies. And that's no fairy tale. Yes, and you go to brownies.com. I'm doing a fundraiser for the for Fins Up Foundation, which supports girls and women in team sports, and we're doing the fundraiser to celebrate our 10th year with the New York Sharks' 10th year. And so I'm doing a silent auction at the home game on April 25th. And because it's a silent auction, we have to tape everybody's mouth. And I have a number of products, some wonderful products for the silent auction, and includes fairy tale brownies. Oh, I may bid on them myself. I don't know. No, I'm not doing Nutrisystem at the moment. It's a long, is a whole thing with just all the additives and preservatives. I know they probably may not be harmful, but it was like too much. And I went to this. Oh, I got to tell you what I went to this week. I went to this a spa in Manhattan called Yellow, Y-E-L-O. It's not your usual spa. It's not, you know, like body wraps and, you know, things like that. Now, let me best describe, I'll try and describe what I did, one of the treatments. Okay, so I go into this room. They call, each of the rooms, they call pods. And in the room, there was this chair, and I guess maybe I can describe it as made of, I don't know, whether fiberglass or something. I wasn't sure. Anyway, it was like a wave-looking chair. Okay, and I was lying in it. They attached something to my earlobes, some clips that I. And we'll get into this, like, next week. I'm going to have the guy who runs the place. He'll be on the air to explain it more. But anyways, they attached these clips to my ears. And it was for me to relax and prepare to go to sleep. And there were, I choose an aroma. That's the aroma for the aromatherapy. And I choose to relax. And so then I started, like, experiencing the sensation up my spine, like pulsating up my spine. And then I have to say, I listened to music, but not going through the ears, but going through my body. Yeah, I was able to experiencing hearing music in my body, really. I mean, different, you know. And then just nodded off and went to sleep, and that was the session. Second session, though, that I tried. Okay, I'm in a different type of chair, kind of the cushiony kind of chair, and I'm sitting up. They attach something to my wrist. I had to keep real still, and my feet were in bath, like a foot bath. And there was some gadget in the foot bath, I guess something that had to do with my, you know, attaching something to my wrist. And I just, like, sat there and relaxed and closed my eyes. And about 30 minutes later, the water was dark brown, and it was a detox session. Again, this is going to be explained next week. So these are the kind of things I had, and I wondered how much of the detoxing was getting rid of, I don't know, whatever the preservatives, additives that in the Nutrisystem food. So, yes, I did lose some weight, but having stopped and also experiencing some upsets, I guess I went back to eating regular food. I didn't gouge myself. I don't even have anything in the house to really get myself crazy, you know. So, so that was that's what I did. That was on Monday afternoon, this past Monday afternoon. And Monday night, I went to an event. The event was called Broadway for a New America, presented by the Jewish Alliance for Change. And it says, Standing Up for Marriage Equality and a Progressive Agenda for Change. And as opposed to for, you know, for dollar bills, I guess. And they had a fundraiser going on. They had a silent auction. Gave me some, certainly gave me some ideas. But so this was a whole, there were a whole bunch of performers there. We had, let's see, Richard Belza, Scott Blakeman, John Buccino, Mike Burstyn, Ann Hampton Calloway, Melissa Errico, Tova Felchu, who's on Broadway right now doing Irene's Vow, Darian Ford, Cheryl Freeman, Malcolm Getz, a whole bunch of Robert Klein, Linda Lavin, Ann Mira was there, Phyllis Newman, Christine Petty, oh, it goes on. You know, and Billy Stritch was there. And they also had groups there, the Accidentals, the Broadway Boys, the Broadway Tenors, Circle Squares, and Circle Squared, and the New York City Gay Men's Chorus. So that was pretty good, good show. And I did this through the company GoldStar.com, where you can get tickets for events for 50% off, which is really cool. I mean, it's all kinds of events. It could be Broadway shows and things, you know. It could be all kinds of things, comedy shows, sports things. And it's not just for New York City. It's around the country, probably in the major cities. And it really saves, well, not only money, but especially if there's a Broadway show and you don't have to think about going to the line if you're in New York City, you know, going to the half-price line. And I would imagine it's the same for, like, Boston, but that I think they have, like, a half-price booths or something as well. So that's pretty cool. So that's on GoldStar.com. And so... I got some more ideas regarding the silent auction. It's really good. I'm a happy camper on that. Then I saw the Broadway show Rock of Ages. It wasn't for me. That's the best thing I can say. It was the 80s rock, 80s. Hard rock versus soft rock, and I guess it's kind of like overgrown hair, you know? The show Hair on Broadway, I like much better than this one, but you know, it has its thing. It's if you're into 80s rock. This is really it's an excellent show. That's probably the best thing to say as far as the show. And then I saw a show called Rooms, and that was also a rock romance, and that was like a little softer on the rock. That's the best way to say it, and it's. Although it's considered Broadway, well, it's not. No, I think it's considered kind of really off Broadway, meaning that even though it has a Broadway area, I understand that when it's called Broadway or off Broadway, it also entails it's like the amount of seats as well in the theater. So that's what I got. And so we're ready to start our show. And so who do I got here?
Darlene with thegreenday.org.
You know, that's really fun. I'm looking at the time. I'm saying, oh, don't I have you for later? But I suddenly realized that, you know, are you at the
Trade show right
at
now?
At the trade show.
Well, right.
Well, it must be getting crazy there with people with trying to set up and stuff, huh?
Absolutely.
Well,
boxes and carts and
oh yeah. Well, one of the people I was having on the show was Annie Eng from Maki Superberry, and apparently she's either still on her way or late at the airport or something, because she hasn't called in yet. So, but that's okay. We're gonna chat with you about your product. And let's start off with explaining what your product is exactly.
Okay, so what agreenday.org is, so we make reusable dry cleaning garment bags. And what that means is no more plastics in the dry cleaning industry. So the single plastic that you see and that is currently being used and placed over your clothing, we have come up with a solution to replace that, to eliminate the plastics, and that can be reused over and over again.
So when you say that, in other words, would I be bringing this to the cleaners?
Yes.
Okay. So in other words, I'm bringing in my laundry, et cetera, to the cleaners, and I'm gonna and saying to them, do me a favor, place these, when you put, you know, put them on a hanger, but place it in this bag.
Exactly. When you drop off your bag, you actually have, the way that the bag is designed, it's designed that you can also use it as a duffel bag. So you place your soil clothes inside the bag. And when you deliver the bag to your clothes in the bag to the dry cleaners, you can either leave the bag with the cleaners along with your clothes, or you could take the bag with you, and it's really easy care. So, you know, to care for the bag, is you wash it in cold water. To leave it with a dry cleaner, of course, they would clean it as well, but they don't need to dry clean the bag. It's not necessary. That's an unnecessary expense for you. What they could do for you, though, is rinse it in cold water and then deliver it back to you with your clean clothes, covering your clean clothes, eliminating the whole plastic entirely. So when you go to pick up your clothing, it is now in your own reusable dry cleaning garment bag.
Right. So that's now this one that's sort of like, and I just want to
sure.
As an aside, by the way, it's very possible that Annie is calling in, because I'm seeing another phone number up here. I just want
sure.
to acknowledge that. Do you mind like hanging? Can you hang on while I talk with her?
Sure, go ahead. I'm going to be setting up as well.
Okay, great. And that's good. That's good. Noises in the background is even fine. It's okay.
No problem.
So is that who I have? Do I have Annie on here?
Yes, this is Annie.
Okay. So what happened? Did you get there late?
Yeah, the flight is delayed, and
yeah.
I actually just got to the hotel.
Okay, no, that's okay. We have Darlene is setting up there while we're talking.
Okay,
it's setting up her stuff there. So let's get into Superberry Maki
Superberry.
Superberry. So let's first go. What exactly is Maki berries?
Maki berry is a deeply purple berry from Patagonia region in Chile. This is the highest antioxidant superfruit very, very high in anthocyanins and polyphenols, antioxidants. That is all great for anti-aging, help fight free radicals, help to balance your blood sugar level, reduce LDL cholesterol, all the good stuff, you know?
Oh, yeah. Why? And they call it a superfruit?
It is a superfruit, and superfruit is something that is very, very high in nutrients. You know, most Americans, they usually don't get enough fruits and vegetables in their diet. And when you go to the grocery store, you will see, eat at least 5 servings of fruits and vegetables every day, right? That's
right.
What the nutritionist is recommending. Because if we can just eat at least 5 servings of fruits and vegetables, we would definitely see a huge decline in heart disease, cancer, diabetes, high blood pressure, and all the age-related diseases. And that's why it's very important. The USDA, the American Heart Association, the American Cancer Association, they are all urging us to have more fruits and vegetables in our diet, but it's very, very difficult for people to imagine eating 5 to 15 servings of fruits and vegetables every day. They don't have time to shop. They don't have time to cook. And who can find the time to eat them all? So
yes, that's true.
It's very, very difficult for most people. And average Americans, I would say, probably get 2 servings a day. And that is not good. We need to supplement our diet with high antioxidant superfruit to stay healthy. So we created the Maki Superberry to be a very highly concentrated supplement. And just 1 ounce of Maki Superberry liquid supplement will give you about 4,000 AURAC value. That is equivalent to eating 1 banana, 1 corn, 1 serving of cabbage, 1 serving of baby carrots, celery, honeydew, pineapple, tomatoes, watermelon, cucumber. That's 9 servings of fruits and vegetables in 1 ounce.
Wow.
And that's all you need for the day to stay healthy.
So you're basically like drinking, in other words, you drink 1 ounce of it per day, is that?
Half an ounce minimum. You can take more, and you can take 1 ounce. And for a certain day, if you are feeling sick, you can actually take up to 3 ounces per day. And when we say the highest antioxidant superfruit, we are talking about comparing the AURAC value. The AURAC value for 100 grams of Maki Superberry, just fruit alone, is 27,600. And, you know, acai is very, very popular, right?
Right.
Acai is about 16,700. And pomegranate, everybody knows pomegranate, is about 10,500. And blueberry, another superfruit, is 6,500. So Maki, if you just compare fruit to fruit, it is the highest antioxidant superfruit. But a lot of people say, you know, AURAC value is not the only method to measure the antioxidant level. So we actually send the Maki Superberry liquid supplement for additional testing. We test 4 different antioxidant testing methods. We test for the antioxidant capacity, the free radical absorbing capacity, the antioxidant power test, the free radical scavenging property. So 4 different tests. And what we have found is the Maki Superberry liquid is 4 to 7 times stronger than pomegranate, no matter which method you look at it. It's 5 to 16 times stronger than red wine, 7 to 15 times stronger than acai juice, 16 to 36 times stronger than your average orange juice.
Now, there's that other thing that they talk about. You don't talk what I mean? It's, every time they're saying about weight loss.
Weight loss?
No. Do you understand what I mean? Every time they talk about weight loss, there's this berry that they keep saying that.
Acai.
Is that the one?
That's well.
That they keep saying Oprah uses, and which she doesn't.
No, Oprah doesn't really endorse acai for weight loss.
Uh-huh.
Dr. Perricone was telling people that acai is the number one superfruit. And he was on Oprah a couple of years ago, but the last 2 years, it was the internet marketer that is making the weight loss claim
right.
with acai. Oprah never say that, and Dr. Perricone never say that either. It's all just the internet marketer is unsubstantial.
Okay.
And, you know, is there a weight loss property for maki? Maybe, but we are not going to make any claims until we actually have human clinicals to support the product.
Right.
Because during the winter month, the Mapuche Indian who traditionally take maki berry actually take it to increase warmth for the body. So it may have some increasing metabolism rate for the body, increasing heat. So that could be doing with something with weight loss, but we really have to take a look at it. And if you look at other health benefits, we have also shown that maki berry reduce the LDL cholesterol, which is the bad cholesterol, increase the blood flow, and help control blood sugar level. And, of course, cholesterol and blood sugar level, they are all related to weight loss, but we can't really say that until we actually have human clinicals.
Okay. And how would you describe, like, the taste of this? How would you describe it?
Some people say it tastes like it tastes really, really good compared to acai, noni, or mangosteen. Most people do not like the acai, mangosteen, or even the goji berry. Maki berry actually tastes like a berry. It tastes like blackberry. Some people say that. And some other people may say it tastes like a very strong red wine because it's very high in tannin and polyphenols. So it has the same strong red wine taste. And
yeah,
some people may say
that's what I'm kind of getting. Yeah. like a combination. It's like because I'm kind of like almost like I want to call it a bit of like a sort of sour grape.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it's like a sweet and sour at the same time.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
There's like the sweetness of the berry itself, which is somewhat sour.
Mm-hmm.
That's the combination. That's what I'm tasting.
Yeah, that's why people say maybe a little bit like prune juice, but tastes better than prune juice.
Oh no, doesn't taste like prune juice. But it's not. It's not like something that I would like. That I'm going to fill up my glass and have a glass of this.
Right.
You know, like you take an ounce, isn't it?
Yep.
Yeah.
Right. Only an ounce a day, and
right.
You can drink it straight. Some people prefer it straight. Some people say it's a little bit strong because this is a concentrate, so we are telling them they can mix it with water. It actually tastes great with a glass of cranberry juice, or you can add it with yogurt or smoothie. Some people
right.
even add it with their cereals in their morning.
Oh, that's an idea.
Yeah, so different form factor that you can use.
Now, you also have it in a pill form as well. Is there, other than taste, is there any difference? Or?
The pill form, some people may say is convenient for them because they travel. It's harder to travel with a bottle of liquid.
Right.
But for mm-hmm. some other individual, they say they do not like to swallow pill. They like to ingest liquid. It's
right.
easier to swallow, and it doesn't taste bad. So it tastes great, so people don't have an objection of drinking the liquid supplement.
Right. So there's no difference in, it's just a concentrated in a pill form. That's all.
That's right, because for convenient purpose, you know, for
mm-hmm.
some individual, if they're already taking 10 different pills, this would be another pill to take. So
right, and would you take like
easier?
Would you just like take one pill a day? Is that good?
Two pills is equivalent to one tablespoon,
mm-hmm.
which is half an ounce.
Okay.
So only two pills a day.
Okay.
Or one tablespoon of the liquid.
Now I'm just curious. I mean, has anybody had side effects like? For instance, like, you know, saying, well, this is tasty. I think I'll have a, you know, 4 ounces of this, and you know, with my meal or something.
I have tried before. You know, I would add it with my regular juice if I want to, and
right.
I have actually drank half a bottle at a time before.
Wow! And
just
then
to see what happened.
Yeah, and.
And you
does
will
it clear out your
bit,
system?
It will definitely energize you.
Uh-huh.
And I was almost like high, but it's not high on caffeine.
Right.
But you get very, very energized. And I want to tell you a story about the Mapuche Indian.
Uh-huh.
They are the only unconquered Native American Indian in the whole North and South American continent. The Incas from Peru have tried for hundreds of years, couldn't do it. The Spaniards have tried for 300 years, and they finally gave up and actually announced a free Mapuche land. And at that time, according to a documents by the Spanish, they claimed that the Mapuche warrior, they are very, very short, very strong, and they drink this fermented beverage made of maki about 7 times daily. And that's probably what gives them the extraordinary strength and stamina.
Wow.
So definitely, if you drink maki, it will increase your energy, strength, and stamina.
Okay. So where can you buy this, by the way?
You can buy it at all the vitamin shops, or you can buy it online at www.makisuperberry.com. Maki is spelled M-A-Q-U-I, superberry.com.
Okay. Well, I mean, I'll see you tomorrow, but what I'm going to do is I'm going to take a shot every day.
Take a shot every day?
Yeah.
Or
and,
more than one shot
fact,
every day?
Yeah. But I won't have to do, I'll probably get a shot while I'm there tomorrow, so I won't have to bring any pills, right?
Absolutely. We'll have tons of samples at the Go Green Trade Show. So we'll see you tomorrow.
Okay, that's absolutely fabulous. And I'm going to follow up on this because we'll talk. I'd like to talk at another time, like in the future, to kind of say, like, okay, so now that I did this, has it made a difference? My energy level or, my health and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah, the best time to take this is 1 month prior to your annual physical, if you happen to have one. I have a few people that have been taking a bottle of maki 1 month prior to their blood test, and they come out with very, very good results. They say cholesterol is normal, blood sugar level is normal,
really?
Blood pressure is normal. So it's definitely a good time to take it right 1 month prior to your annual physical. That will definitely help and show you result.
Well, I'm going to take the challenge.
All right.
And actually, it'll be interesting because I'll feel, I'll be able to feel things like, my blood pressure and stuff like that, on how I'm feeling or, how my head goes or whatever, whether my head is in pea soup. as they say it. But so this is really great. Again, so let people know they can go to www.makiberry.
Makisuperberry.
Makisuperberry. M-A-Q-U-I superberry.com.
That is right.
Yes. Okay. All right, Annie. I'll see you tomorrow. And and we'll schmooze.
All right.
And,
thank you very much for
and
having
talk
me.
About this.
Okay. See you tomorrow.
Okay.
Yep, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Yeah, that's Maki Superberry. Well, what did you think of that? Did you hear about the Maki Superberry?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love it. Yeah, I'm going to take it myself.
Yeah, well, you'll see her over there.
Oh, sure. You know, being a cancer survivor, I'm always searching to feed my body with something that's going to help repair it and always last a couple more years, outlast what the doctors tell me. So
yeah, right. Yeah.
Make them eat crow.
Yeah,
so.
That's right. That's that's the thing to do. Well, yeah, that's the where you can get some products that are, you know, better for your body. That's always great. But
absolutely.
Yeah, but let's get back. Let's go back to the bags.
All right.
Okay, so I have one that's like that. I would call it like the thin one.
The thin one.
Right?
Which one? What color is that?
That's the green. The green.
Oh,
thin
the
one.
Green one. Yeah, the green one. That's the more universal one, I think. You know, I like to call that more of the unisex one, because that's really anybody can use it, male, female, and really the dry cleaners. That's really designed for the dry cleaners,
right?
To use, because one, it's water repellent. It'll basically fight any elements outside. You know, snow. To design a bag.
Right.
Definitely against the snow and rain, because our weather changes within minutes. You know, it's crazy in Chicago.
Mm.
So,
and
so
there's
the
one then there's the one that's like I don't know how to describe it. Is it I don't know what's is it cotton that it's made from? I'm not sure.
Yes, it's 100% organic cotton. That is basically, you know, the funny thing is that I get a lot of men that love that bag. And they like it because it's bulky. And it's the craziest response. They just they like the feel, the touch, the quality of it. It's bulky. And when they go to touch the other bags, they're like, you know, the art design for the global bag is great, and the nylon one is nice, and I can see using that all the time. But the organic one, I like. I just like the feel, the touch, the quality, and it's bulky. It's a man's bag.
Yeah.
Okay. So
they're all the bags are each made for that you're going to the cleaners and you're saying, do me a favor, here, put it in this.
Sure.
Okay.
Help stop the process of using plastic. Because, you know, there's 300 million pounds a year that end up in our landfill that is not recyclable. And it's just,
yeah,
piled over.
Oh, sure.
And thousands and thousands of years to break down, if that. It'll never break down. It's never going to break down. And it's a myth. So, you know, let's just stop it. We came up with a solution. We're going to fight legislation. And, we're, you know, we'll get the law passed. And we're going to eliminate the use of plastic entirely in the dry cleaning industry.
Right.
There's
yeah, well,
no use for it anymore.
Right. No, and I certainly understand. I mean, now there's even I watch in stores. It's really interesting. I have a Trader Joe's near me, and the people that are in there either bring their own bags, or
sure,
they basically, or they take. Trader Joe's always has these paper shopping bags.
Sure.
And then, so what you're supposed to do is, like, you know, bring them back and use them again.
Right.
Or the incentive is if you do bring a non, you know, one of the, you know, the eco, all these, the eco bags that have been, that are being made, if you bring one of them, they put you in a drawing, I think, for some, for a gift certificate or at, and then yet, now if I go to Stop and Shop, if you bring your own bag, they take a nickel off for each bag.
Well, I think that's fantastic, and I think it's the same, you know, I think that should apply as well with the dry cleaner.
Yeah.
You know, eventually, in the long run, we're saving them money. And within 2 to 3 years, it's going to be a law where they're not going to be able to use plastic anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So they're going to have to get with the program. And the incentive is to bring your own bag, because
right,
on average, a dry cleaner spends anywhere from $300 to $1,000 a month just on plastic alone. And the initial investment to go ahead and put these bags into their facility will cost anywhere from $3,000 to $6,000,
nah.
And but in 1 year that recovers the cost for them. Now, my bags last 5 to 6 years. You know, that if you think about that cost, it pays for itself within the first year and over again. My bags
right.
also come with a warranty. So I can't see them not doing it. And it, you know, there's, I don't know if you guys have a Overwise in the New York area or any type of like a deposit system where you have, if you take something like a glass bottle and they charge a deposit in order to bring it
yeah,
back.
Right.
Okay. Well, it works with the same system. Why not charge the customer a deposit to take the bag, a rolling deposit? So it works the same system.
Yeah. Or what they could do is once your product gets out enough into the world, they could kind of say, okay, bring your own bag and we'll take a dime off. But it means
exactly.
That,
exactly.
But in other words, when you're bringing your own bag, it's not they're not going to take a dime. They're not going to take a dime off for like every item, just a dime off. In other words, they're not going to, it does, although it'll save a plastic bag for each item, it's still like, well, you know, still better off that whether it's five items or one item,
listen,
a dime off.
I think that you take them.
Yeah, so, well, you know what I'm going to do?
That's my method.
I'm going to talk to my cleaners about
sure.
it. I'll bring one of the bags over and talk to him and see what he might want to do. I mean, I would imagine it's I mean, for the thinnest bag, the cost. What's the cost of the thinnest one?
Well, here's our cost. Our cost is $12 a bag.
Right.
And our bags are slightly more expensive than the others. And here's the reason why. We are 100% American made. Nothing is outsourced overseas. So what are we paying for? We're paying for American jobs. We're paying for fabric that comes from the United States. And nothing being outsourced means that what you pay for is quality. What you pay for is going to last. And you're keeping Americans employed. You're helping our economy.
Right.
So, you know, what I'm getting as far as feedback is gripe. Yet I don't understand how people can gripe right now, understanding our economy and the state that we're in. I'm going, what can we do? Well, we can support our country. We could buy American made.
Right.
That's what we can do.
Yeah.
And until they finally get that, buy American made, we're always going to be in the same situation. So when that question is, what can we do? It dumbfounds me. Well, what do you mean? Support our country.
Right. Of
so,
course.
You know, when they gripe about an extra $3 or $4, let it go. When you have a quality product that's going to last and you're not supporting another country overseas, you should be proud that you're keeping another American family employed.
Right. No, I quite understand. Now, where can you buy these?
Well, you can go to our website, which is agreenday.org, agreenday.org, and you can purchase that online. We're at the Go Green Expo in New York this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at the Hilton, right off of 53rd and 6th. And we will soon be on television, as seen on TV. Selling our product.
That's
so
cool.
Yeah,
now,
yeah.
Are you going to, like, let's say, try to, like, sell it to, like, the cleaners and let them, in other words, give it, they will sell it, let cleaners sell it?
Yes. I mean, we are trying that avenue right now. However, we have some issues that some of our competitors are currently selling a product that is not reusable. I mean, I take that back. I strike that. It is reusable, but it's not washable. So they're buying a product that's $3 or $4 cheaper, but you can't wash it. So I don't get why they're buying it if you can't wash it.
Right.
So that's my argument with them right now. So right now I'm putting it in cleaners. Customers are buying it individually, but they won't buy it in bulk because of the savings right now.
Right.
You know, the cost.
Yeah.
So, and until they actually see the cost benefit, I would have to project that it's probably not going to be for another 9 months that's going to happen. But with time, you know, with anything, quality, when they see that their product is failing and falling apart, then they'll realize that they made a poor choice. And
right.
call me after they spend thousands of dollars. You know, unfortunately.
Right.
So.
All right.
But,
we'll certainly get this information out there. And I'll also be writing about this after the show.
Sure. You need to stop by. We're launching.
Oh yeah. I'll be by.
Our breast cancer bag this weekend.
Oh okay.
Yeah, it's a pink bag, and 20% of all proceeds will go to breast cancer. We're gonna launch a nationwide program with Susan G. Coleman. And,
great.
Yeah, in July. So we're very excited about that.
Great. I think it's a great cause.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. So, yeah, and so you'll get to meet you face-to-face.
Yeah, absolutely. And I can't wait to meet you, Merle, and I hope you enjoy your bags. Please use them.
Oh, yeah.
When is your shark charity going on?
It's a week from Saturday.
Ah, tell me about
25th,
that.
25th, yeah. Okay, a week from Saturday is
are you ready for some football?
Yep, that's what it is.
I love it. Well, I'm excited to be a part of that, so.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
All right, so I'll see you tomorrow. I'm going to be there bright and bushy-tailed, and I'll be there the whole day. Take enough time. There's certainly going to be enough tables and booths to go through.
Okay, excellent. We're at booth 403. Come by and see us.
Okay.
All right, thanks, Merle.
Thank you
care.
So much, Darlene.
All right, take care.
Bye-bye.
Honey. Bye-bye.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah, don't forget... The bags, a green day, that's what we have, a greenday.org. Now, what I'm going to do is I'm going to play some music because I have to, no, I don't have to pee. Actually, I have to go onto my cell phone and call Victor up to remind him to come on now. I promised I would do that. So let's get a little music from one of my favorite movies. Here we go.
Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. It's not warm when she's away. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. And she's always gone too long. Anytime she goes away. Wonder this time where she's gone. Wonder if she's gone to stay. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. And this house just ain't no home. Anytime she goes away. And I know, hey, I'm leaving young thing alone, but ain't no sunshine when she's gone. sunshine when she's gone. Only darkness every day. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. And this house just ain't no home. Anytime she goes away.
Battle there. It's a rather unusual item.
Try to describe to my audience on what this chair is.
Well, it was actually originally designed for meditation. It allows you to sit with perfect posture without any muscular effort. It basically harnesses your lumbar spine or your pelvis, if you will, to your knees so that when you tighten loops around each of your knees, it automatically draws your pelvis into an upright posture. Now, the pelvis is actually a pedestal. It's a pedestal for your spine. So if you can keep control of the pedestal, your spine will sit absolutely perfectly without any effort whatsoever. So the key is just somehow to be able to control that. We found a way just to use your femur as a strut and stabilize your pelvis. It looks strange, but it feels great. Don't you agree?
Yes, it's true. It does. It kind of looks strange. So, see if you can describe, like, if you're trying to tell somebody how this, you know, like, how it works.
Okay. Well, what is the device actually? It's constructive. It's a set of straps. If you can imagine two loops and a backrest, the loops actually attach to each side of the back support. And the back support is only a 6-inch, say, wide band that traverses the low back, but on the either end by your hips issue these two loops. These loops then drop over your knees, actually over your shins, and you clip a little plastic clip between the legs to stabilize the legs, and then you have adjustment buckles that you can tighten or loosen the loops with. When you tighten the buckles, what happens is, again, the pelvis is drawn forward, or you know, whatever, it's controlled, you put it that way. You can incrementally control the angle of your pelvis by using this device.
Okay. So now, let's get some ideas on where you would use this.
Okay, originally, you know, it was just when you think you have a great idea, you find this little Indonesian statue in an art museum in New York that it shows that it's circa 3,500 BC, and it shows a figure sitting cross-legged yoga style with what looks like a turban or something that's been sashed around the lower body. And so this has been a very ancient principle. And I guess I've been told, too, that the nomadic Arabs, even to this day and for thousands of years, have been using their turbans in like manner. They sit in the tent, so they take the turbans off their head, they sash them around their legs and then over their back so that they can allow them to sit straight. So basically, if you're sitting cross-legged doing yoga or meditating, it's fabulous. Also, when people sit at computers, which people do interminably these days,
yeah,
it is the one device that can actually allow you to sit for 8 hours and get up feeling absolutely fresh and not having any backache whatsoever. Chairs can't do this. Chairs simply cannot do what we do. It's, as odd as it looks, it is a really bit of a miracle in the way that it ergonomically controls your body.
Okay, so this is also like if you're, the ideas I thought about, let's say you're at you're at the football game, and you're sitting at the bleachers there, and there's no back support.
Yeah, you just think of the places you slouch. I mean, it's true. Ball games, fishing boats, canoes, camping, you know, bleachers. Anytime you're out, I mean, airline seats to me are one of the worst. They seem to leave a sort of hole right where your lumbar spine needs the most support. My theory is that since they couldn't make it comfortable for everybody, they decided to be fair and make it uncomfortable for everybody. But that is what really is amazing. We have a new product out called the BackRX, which is an elastic version, which is I find to be the best for travel because it just kind of gives a little bit, allows you to lean back against an existing backrest, and then provides the extra tuck you need just in the lumbar spine. So you don't have to use any pillows or anything like that. It just is a very convenient and comfortable support. It packs into a little tiny case, too, so it weighs, you know, like 10 ounces or something.
Wow.
To survive. Yeah.
That's pretty cool. Well, just to get an idea, give people an idea, like what does that sell for?
Well, the newest one, the little BackRX, is selling for, we're looking at between $40 and $50.
Mm-hmm.
We have several versions of the other inelastic version. That our deluxe one is $70 and comes with some extra loops that actually go over the bottom of your feet so you can long sit on the ground. In other words, it engages your feet, you lean against your feet. And you also can choose, that comes with a backup. And then the sport backer is a little, has less cushion, but does exactly the same thing for $50. We have a variety. We have one built into vests now. You just pull them out of the side pockets of your vest and lean back against your vest. Your vest becomes a chair. But people should just go to the website, not a chair, NADA chair, and just .com and just take a look at the variety of things we have.
So now, because you're at the Go Green Expo, what's the green portion of this?
Well, okay, the green portion, we've actually been looking into fabrics and stuff that will be most eco-conscious. We have this, both our vests, and we have a line of the back supports that are made with hemp and cotton, and they're very durable, actually much more durable than the other ones we've made. Prior to this, we've made a lot of them with polypropylene webbing, and, you know, it's just a lot more eco-aware, and it looks really fabulous. It feels comfortable for some reason, too. I really enjoy wearing them because of that. The vests are very, those things overcome the fashion issue simply because they're very stylish, and they hide away these straps when you're not using them.
Right. To me, this sounds like a good idea. It's been good for me. I'm sitting here at the computer.
Yeah, well, it is. It is something people need to try, though. As I tell people, it's a little like sex. It looks strange and feels great. You just have to try it once.
Okay, that's a good way of putting it. What I'm going to do is I'm going to bring it to my chiropractor's office and let her look at this.
Well, the chiropractors prescribe, and they have for 20 years, also orthopedic surgeons. It seems to be the one thing that chiropractors, physiotherapists, and orthopedic surgeons seem to agree on is the efficacy of our product. It's actually the orthopedic surgeons originally encouraged me to get these things marketed. In fact, they gave me the original capital to go ahead and get a first production run. So it's been something that's been scientifically tested, and it's really come out with flying colors in all the studies that have been done. And I actually have invented just recently, just a week or two ago, filed a patent on an ergonomic chair that actually does the same thing without straps. So for those people that might feel awkward about using straps and wearing your chair, they now will be able to find one that can do it without straps too.
Wow, that I'm looking forward to.
Yep, quite. It'll be slick.
Oh, all right. So you're busy setting up there now, huh?
Yeah, yeah, we got a lot of people here. It's going to be an exciting show, so I encourage everybody to come down and stop by our booth, and we'll tie them up and make them feel good. It's legal in New York.
Yeah. there are some people who love to get tied up.
That's right.
So that's really fabulous. What I'm going to do is I'm going to get back on this after I go to my chiropractor and let her tell me what she thinks. I'm going to let her try it. So.
That's the only way. Even the professionals, they really need to try it to understand it. I mean, you can look at it all day. You can actually have a theoretical understanding of what it is. But when you actually feel this thing on your back, it is something that actually is transformative. And the reason for that, quite honestly, is I think people mostly carry the back pain they have unconsciously. Because they don't have much you can do about it, you just kind of set it away in the sort of unconscious or subconscious region. And that's why so many people come to our booth and say, no, I don't have back problems. I say, oh, just try it anyway. And they sit down and say, oh, Marge, you got to try this. And my question is always, well, what went away to make it feel so good? And that's the big question, because people don't even know they have the problem. So our marketing is always a little bit more difficult, because first you have to kind of uncover the problem before you can solve the problem, you know, for people.
Sure. So Victor, if they go to nadanadchair.com, is that the...
That's where you go. Take a look at the products. And, again, they have 30-day money-back guarantee and everything, so don't be afraid to just try them. You can read all day, but you'll never understand what it does.
Okay. By the way, are they washable? I just...
Oh, yeah. All the stuff is very easy to wash, and I just don't recommend putting them in the dryer because it tends to harden foam and stuff. Now, incidentally, our latest elastic version aren't on the web yet. We're kind of considering making those a strictly retail item. We're hoping to get them in chain drugstores, so I'll be doing a drugstore show here in summertime. But, you know, you'll find them at the Green Show. We're debuting them here, so if they want to come down and take a look, they're here too. Or you can just call the office and ask for the back RX, and they'll get them out for you.
Okay, that sounds fabulous. So I'll get to meet you tomorrow.
Good. Well, thanks for having me on your show, and
you're
I look
welcome.
Forward to seeing you.
Okay.
All right.
Take care.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye. Oh yeah, not a chair. Well, yes, it is. Does make me more comfortable when I'm sitting over here. I have another song from the movie, and I was playing that one. I was playing, what would I play before? You've Got Away. Let's play that again, and then after that, I have something I want to read to you that I got. Oh, yes, my email, one of my emails.
How to say
Is it still playing? Did it end?
Oh, the song ended. I'm sorry. I was just going inside to get this Vin Juice. The place, you know, when I had the grapeseed oil that we talked about, that I talked about last week. And I did put grapeseed oil. What I did, I cooked with it. No, I made a piece of salmon, and then just to see if, taste-wise, if it did anything, I put some grapeseed oil on that, and it gave it, grapeseed oil doesn't really have a flavor, but I don't know, I thought it brought out the flavor of the salmon that's held. That was my thought. So, but here's this thing, the Vin Juice. I'm going to taste this. Wow. Wow, that's really nice. Yes, Now, when I was at a winery, I saw like the grapes, and I picked a small batch, and I took off the skin, and just tried the inside of the grape to see how it tasted, and this is what it tasted like. It's like it's sweet, but not, you know, really disgustingly sweet with you know, with some types of, you know what I mean? It wasn't it's white. Thank goodness it's white, because I kind of have an allergy to red wines. But this is really, really good. All right, now I want to read this to you. it says on here, go ahead, read it without laughing. Bet you can't. Well, we'll see. And it says, only a man would attempt this. Just try reading this without laughing till you cry. Pocket taser stun gun, a great gift for the wife. A guy who purchased his lovely wife a pocket taser for their anniversary submitted this. That's what it says, anyway. Last weekend, I saw something at Larry's Pistol and Pawn Shop that sparked my interest. The occasion was our 15th anniversary, and I was looking for a little something extra for my wife, Julie. What I came across was a 100,000-volt pocket purse-size taser. The effects of the taser were supposed to be short-lived, with no long-term adverse effect on your assailant, allowing her adequate time to retreat to safety, with question marks. Way too cool. Long story short, I bought the device and brought it home. I loaded two AAA batteries in the darn thing and pushed the button. Nothing. I was disappointed. I learned, however, that if you pushed the button and pressed it against a metal surface at the same time, I'd get the blue arc of electricity darting back and forth between the prongs. Awesome. Unfortunately, I have yet to explain to Julie what that burn spot on the face of her microwave. What burn spot is on the face of a microwave. Okay, so I was home alone with this new toy, thinking to myself that it couldn't be all that bad with only two 3A triple batteries, right? There I sat in my recliner, my cat Gracie looking on intensely, trusting little soul, while I was reading the directions and thinking that I really needed to try this thing out on a flesh and blood moving target. I must admit, I thought about zapping Gracie for a fraction of a second, and thought better of it. She's such a sweet cat. But if I was going to give this thing to my wife to protect herself against a mugger, I did want some assurance that it would work as advertised. Am I wrong? So there I sat in a pair of shorts and a tank top with my reading glasses perched delicately on the bridge of my nose, directions in one hand and taser in the other. The directions said that a 1-second burst would shock and disorient your assailant. A two-second burst was supposed to cause muscle spasms and a major loss of bodily control. A three-second burst would purportedly make your assailant flop on the ground like a fish out of water. Any burst longer than 3 seconds would be wasting the batteries. All the while, I'm looking at this little device measuring about 5 inches long, less than 3/4 of an inch in circumference. Pretty cute, really, and loaded with it, two itsy-bitsy AAA batteries. Thinking to myself, no possible way. What happened next is almost beyond description, but I'll do my best. I'm sitting there alone, Gracie looking on with her head cocked to one side as to say, don't do it, dipshit, reasoning that a one-second burst from such a tiny little old thing couldn't hurt all that bad. I decided to give myself a one-second burst just for the heck of it. I touched the prongs to my naked thigh, pushing the button, and hell! Holy mother of God, weapons of mass destruction. What the hell? I'm pretty sure Jesse Ventura ran in through the side door, picked me up in the recliner, then body slammed us both on the carpet over and over and over again. I vaguely recall waking up on my side in the fetal position with tears in my eyes, body soaking wet, both nipples on fire, testicles nowhere to be found, with my left arm tucked under my body in the oddest position and tingling in my legs. The cat was making meowing sounds I had never heard before, clinging to a picture frame, hanging over the fireplace, obviously in an attempt to avoid getting slammed by my body flopping all over the living room. Note, if you ever feel compelled to mug yourself with a taser, one note of caution, there is no such thing as a one-second burst when you zap yourself. You will not let go of that thing until it is dislodged from your hand by a violent thrashing about the floor. A three-second burst would be considered conservative. It hurt like hell. A minute or so later, I can't be sure, as time was a relative thing that at that point, I collected my wits with little I had left, sat up and surveyed the landscape. My bent reading glasses were on the mantle of the fireplace. The recliner was upside down and about 8 feet or so from where it originally was. My triceps, right thigh, and both nipples were still twitching. My face felt like it had been shot up with Novocaine, and my bottom lip weighed 88 pounds. I had no control over the drooling. Apparently, I pooped on myself, but it was... but was too numb to know for sure, and my sense of smell was gone. I saw a faint smoke cloud above my head, which I believe came from my hair. I'm still looking for my nuts. And I'm offering a significant reward for their safe return. P.S. My wife can't stop laughing about my experience, loved the gift, and now regularly threatens me with it. Oh, God. Keep those cards and letters coming in, really. I love these emails with shit like this, you know? Okay. Let's go with song.
Oh, my.
By the way, that was the song that was played while they were driving to the hotel at the end of the movie, toward the end of the movie. And the next thing, the last one that I want to play is, of course, what is the beginning and the end, a famous song from the movie. And by the way, this originally was sung, I'm not sure if it was written by him, but it was originally sung by Charles Aznavour. Yes, I know.
She may be the face I can't forget, a trace of pleasure or regret, maybe my treasure or the price I have to pay. She may be the song the summer sings, maybe the chill the autumn brings, maybe 100 different things within the measure of the day. She may be the beauty or the beast, may be the famine or the feast, may turn each day into a heaven or a hell. She may be the mirror of my dreams, a smile reflected in a stream. She may not be what she may seem inside her shell.
Comedy for next week. How's that? Yeah.